Buddy. I just want to start off by saying, for some reason, my microphone's being a little bitch, so if the audio sounds weird, I hope it doesn't. I'm sorry if it does. Happy fucking 2022. New year. New year, guys. This is kind of big. Welcome back to What's That TMI with Sadie Crowell, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Another episode. Excuse me. Another episode. This is getting super exciting. In the past, like, I want to say week or two, the podcast has really been fucking booming. I'm going to talk about my New Year's Eve experience because I was up in Georgia. I was at a little college town, and I met a lot of you guys, and literally everyone was talking about my podcast. Like, normally it's like, hey, I watch you on YouTube, or hey, I see you on TikTok. This was like, holy fuck, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, damn, I wasn't expecting that. So it was super cool. This has been so fun. This has been so amazing. I did it kind of out of the blue. It was kind of an impulsive decision I made to start this. And seeing where it's come has made me realize that, well, what I'm going to get into on this episode. So today I'm going to talk about my life, which I always talk about. I'm going to talk about a few things I've come to realize in the past few weeks, and just how everyone listening, including myself, how this is going to be the best fucking year of our lives, and how this is going to be the year that we really fucking place our feet down and we're like, we take control of what's going on. Because I don't know if anyone's feeling lost. I don't know. You might have your shit together. I don't. But you might, and if so, still listen in, because I'm going to try and give some advice on this podcast. But I really want to, I think I brought you guys throughout my whole journey of, like, all this stuff. I give you guys every detail, and I'm starting to really find out that I have not been fucking happy at all, and I'm getting it back, and I'm not letting that happen this year. I made a video about, the whole year on my YouTube about like a recap thing. It's only like a few minutes, and I kind of just talk about how I've gotten burnt out, and I talk about that on here. I've gotten fucking burnt out. Like, honestly, I don't give a fuck. Well, I do now, but 2 weeks ago, the last thing I wanted to think about was editing or filming a YouTube video, and honestly, filming a podcast and editing it. I was literally like, okay, get this shit done, that way I can go out and party. And that's not gonna fucking happen. I'm not letting that happen anymore. Because if that's the case, then this isn't my passion and I need to let it go and go do something else. But that's not the case. I've just gotten fucking lazy. I've gotten fucking comfortable, and it's killed my success and creativity. And I'm not letting that happen anymore because this is what I love doing. I love all of you guys. I love all the sweet comments, messages, and I think I'm really looking at it now as I'm making a difference, and you guys are making a difference in my life as well. And I want that, and I want to keep it going, and I want to spread this positivity and shit like that. Anyways, I just went on a fucking whirlwind with that. So basically, I got a grasp of what I wanted this episode to be about, because last night I was laying in my bed, and you know how like a year ago today memories will pop up for like Snapchat? Well, a year ago today, I had just gotten back from California, where I talked about in a previous podcast where I flew across the country to get cheated on. That kid, John, Army Boy, had broken my fucking heart. So on my Snapchat memories from a year ago, it's me in my room with a full-ass bottle of wine, downed the whole fucking thing. I was crying. I was a drunk mess. It was fucking, like, it's so disgusting to watch. Like, I'm so fucking cringy. But hey, that's how I was dealing with shit at the time. And yeah, fuck that kid for breaking my heart. No, just kidding. Don't, if you're not trying to be mean or anything. But at the time, I thought that that was the only thing that could make me happy, and it was now gone and broken, and I had to go through this heartbreak, and it was gonna take a while to get over it. Well, looking back on it, seeing what I know now, I'm like, damn, that's not what you should do. And I spoke about last episode how literally the end of 2021 ended the same way. I found out that I had been getting lied to. Not really cheated on, but I guess you can put it in those terms. I'll put it in those terms. Lied to, kind of cheated on. And from what I learned last year, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not gonna fucking dwell. I'm not gonna let that take over any more of my life than it already has. It's in the fucking past. I'm gonna move on. And I said, take what breaks you and let it make you. And that's what you got to do. So I was sitting in my bed last night watching this and I was like, damn, I know that last episode I went into how you shouldn't like dwell and get sad and how it's really fucking hard sometimes when you don't have that thing distracting you or anything to distract you. Here's my thing, guys. I live in Florida with my family, with literally my mom and dad and my 12-year-old brother. I'm 18 years old. When you're 18 years old and you're done with high school and your friends are all out places, like in college or whatever the fuck they're doing, most of them are in college for me, I feel like a fucking failure. I feel like a piece of shit. So I was relying on this fucking person who lied to me and cheated on me. I was relying on that person for entertainment and for distraction. Long story short, what I'm saying is it's hard to get over things and you feel like you don't have things to distract you to get over it. For me, this year, or not this year, 2021, end of the year, if you listen to my last episode, you know what I'm talking about, getting lied to, I was like, this is going to be really hard to get over because I live with my parents and I'm so bored all the time and I have nothing to distract myself. It took me like 3 days to realize, holy shit, he was the person distracting me. Like, that was the thing distracting me from living my own fucking life. Like, I was relying on that person to wake up and call and be like, hey, what you doing? And then, like, later that day, we would FaceTime. Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Talk about when we're gonna see each other again. That was distracting me from my own fucking life. So when I found out that I had to let that person go and cut him out, I was like, fuck. Like, what am I gonna do to distract myself to get over this person? And then I realized, holy fuck, he was the distraction the whole fucking time. I have so much out in this fucking world to do, people to meet, things to see, fucking grind on YouTube. It's right at my fucking fingertips. All I gotta do is go on my computer or the podcast, for example. I have so fucking much. And I was like, oh, well, now that he's gone, what can I do to distract me? You fucking work your ass off. You fucking work your ass off, and that's when you're gonna find your fucking happiness. You start setting goals for yourself. I literally was just in my head like, oh yeah, I have YouTube. I have the podcast. It's going good. I'll work on those things during the week, but I have my own personal life. And yeah, it's good to have your own personal life, but at the same time, I'm bringing this shit back in my personal life. When I say this shit, I mean like podcast, YouTube, all that stuff, because this is what makes me happy. And it blew up. Sorry, I'm kind of going off topic, but this shit blew up. And like I said, that's when I started getting kind of accepted. I was never really like the girl invited to all the parties. I was never that person. And then this stuff blew up, right? So now I go to like college bars and like now I would be going to like parties and like I'm known as not Sadie. I'm known as quote unquote Sadie Crowell. Sadie Crowell's here. And I had this feeling of like, I was wanted at these places, and it was cool to walk in these places and people would be like, oh, you're Sadie, like I know you. And I'm like, fuck yeah, like I'm cool here. I'm like accepted. And then I started really thinking, and I was like, wait a minute, if I was not quote unquote Sadie Crowell, I wouldn't give a fuck to be here, because none of these fuckers would care about me either. I mean, maybe a few that you're friends with, but it's like I just came to realize I was relying on everyone else for happiness, and I was relying on, oh, I got successful and now I'm like proving myself to these people. Now I am cool and now I fit in. It's like, fuck that. Because before I was this image online, no one gave a fuck. So, and I didn't give a fuck about those people either. So now that I have this image and I am accepted, fuck that. Why should I just be like, oh, cool, I'm accepted now, and that's what I'm gonna rely on for my happiness, when it's like, no, this is my happiness. This is my passion. I'm going to keep doing this stuff and other things will come along. Basically, what I'm saying there is it's almost like for me to fully focus on YouTube and the podcast and everything, my life will change. Like my life, the way that my life goes is going to change because I'm no longer going and partying. I'm not saying I'm never going to do that because I can't commit to something like that. But it's like, my life will change. The people around me, it's no longer going to be my friends every other weekend or every weekend. It's going to be only my family. But it's like, I see it just as a positive. It's going to lead me to new people, trying to like really focus on only myself and my path. And like, obviously still love the other people around me. But it's like, I've just relied on so long that one person, or just like my friends that are 3+ hours away from where I live. And it's like, fuck that. Fuck that. I want to have my own schedule to where when people invite me places, I go, I gotta check my shit first. Not, fuck yeah, I've been waiting for you to ask me to do something. Like, I have nothing going on. Fuck that. I want to have stuff going on. I want to have things not even distracting me, but that are my, it's my personal shit. It's my passion. It's my happiness. When I went through the fucking getting cheated on in California, like, over a year ago now, at the end of 2020, I was like, I was a mess. I saw no positive from it. I was like, there's no way I'm going to get over this. It's going to take months. That is my happiness. Then it happened again in 2021 this year. And I was like, this is fucking great. Like this, like obviously the first 20 minutes I was like, fuck, are you kidding me? And then it's like, I just realized, no, fuck that. Like, are you kidding? It's not even like, I don't wish anything bad upon the person. And it's like, I don't even hate the kid. I'm just like, hey, you know what? That happened. And honestly, I'm glad it did because it's making me realize I got to get my shit together and I got to start focusing on myself and not just relying on everyone else. And I think that's the biggest things with, or the biggest thing with like breakups and like losing someone, or even if it's a friend, even if it's someone that's just in your life that you feel like shouldn't be there anymore and you kind of want them out and you get them out, but you're like, I don't know, like, what am I going to do? What aren't you going to do? Like, there is so fucking much in this world. There is so much. Just focus on yourself and you, like, shit's gonna start working out for you. I already, like, my thing was with YouTube, and I explained this in the end of my 2020 video. My thing was with YouTube, I lived in my hometown with my friends. Everyone was in high school. Then everyone went to college and I moved to Florida with my family. I then was surrounded by no one. Oh, my mic almost just fell. I then was surrounded by no one. I was surrounded only by my little brother and my parents. And I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to go out and like film and have fun? It's just me. And I hate being alone. Like, I'm not a fan of that. And I always made these excuses for myself. Like, oh, like, I can meet new people, but like, can I trust them? Because like, if they find out about my YouTube or they already know about it, they'll treat me differently. And then it's like, how will I ever find real friends? And it's like, hey, I have real friends. They just live far away, but I can get my shit done throughout the week and then go see them on the weekends. And I would always make excuses and just like other reasons why I couldn't go and film and have fun. And fuck that. Literally fuck that. Like, fuck that. Who cares? Yeah, I live alone. I'm fucking with my parents in Florida. I can find people to film with. My neighbor is a grown-ass man with two kids and a wife, but he has two boys that do, like, a pool service thing for him and work for him, and I went over there the other day, and I met up. There's kids in my fucking neighborhood walking a dog, and I just went up, and I was like, yo, what's up? I'm Sadie. Nice to meet you. You just gotta really fucking branch out, and you just gotta fucking, like, realize that we're all gonna fucking die. Nothing's gonna fucking matter. Just fucking talk to people. Like, literally talk to people. Talk to anyone. Fucking do anything. Who gives a fuck what anyone thinks? This sounds so weird, but I was literally driving home from Georgia the other day because I was up there and I was getting close to like my neighborhood and I was blasting fucking music. Like, my fucking 4Runner goes up to like level 50 and that's like pretty high for like the volume. And if you go past that, my fucking speakers blow, even though I do that sometimes. But it was like 50. Maybe we were pushing like 53 or something. And my windows were down. I looked like a fucking psychopath. I don't even know what the fuck I was listening to. Let it go. But I started pulling up to like a red light. I sound so fucking weird. I started pulling up to a red light and my windows were down. Music's blasting. I look like a mess. And there's cars at the red light. And so I immediately reach my hand over, start rolling up my windows. And then I go to the power volume and I'm like turning it down. And then I was like, wait, why did I do that? Why the fuck do I care what these two cars beside me think of me? Like, I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm probably never gonna see them again. Why the fuck do I care? So I literally pulled up to the light looking like a fucking idiot, but who cares, with my volume blasting and my window down, and I'm just this little like fucking girl with a tiny little bun on her head just bopping my head to the fucking music. Let it go, let it go. And I'm like, yeah. But then I was like, who fucking cares? Like, literally, why does it matter? I'm so done with caring about any of that shit. I'm so fucking over it. And it's even like when I go to like, I think about, I go and I see my friends at like their colleges or their schools, and it's like, I'm two different people in a sense. Like, when I look like shit, I'm a different person than when I, like, am all dressed up, which sounds really weird. But, like, when I go to, like, these bars or, like, college towns, whatever, that's all I really fucking do for social shit. I, like, try and look good. Like, I plan out my outfits. Literally, I order clothes online to figure out what I'm gonna wear when I go do these things. And it's, like, I plan out my outfits, I'm doing my hair, I'm doing my makeup, I make sure I look really good, that way I can walk into the place, people start asking who I am, and it's, like, my own little, like, thing. And I'm, like, why the fuck am I doing that? Like, why the fuck do I care that people will see me there, and I see them, and, like, that's my fun. And then in the morning, we all wake up, and we're like, oh, what happened? And they're probably like, oh my god, why do I have a picture with Sadie in my phone? And it's just, like, to have that as my fun when I'm doing something completely different, fuck that. I want to have my own fucking plans. Like, I want to grind out YouTube, figure it out. Yeah, I don't have people around me, and yeah, that kind of sucks, but at the same time, all it's gonna do is push me to make those friends and work harder and find new people. And I'm just telling you guys, like, if I can do it, so can fucking you. I feel like I've really lost confidence in myself. I haven't been the happy Sadie that I normally am, even though I try and push that narrative of myself. And I do, I love that I'm relatable. I do love that. But at the same time, like, I'm relatable in a way to where I feel like I almost wasn't even pushing positivity anymore. Like, I kind of was starting to brand myself towards, like, not saying that I'm against drinking, because I'm not, and I will continue to drink, but I kind of started making that, like, just, I don't know, I was just relying on shit that I shouldn't have been relying on to, like, please myself and make me happy, and it's just, I don't want to do that anymore, and you don't need that type of distraction to get over things or people or to make a change in your life. You really don't, because it's, like, pick the things that you're gonna have to work at, set some fucking goals, and reach those things, because just trying to distract yourself through, like, going out, I mean, that is good, but only having that to distract yourself is gonna drive you fucking insane. It really is, because that's what I tried to, like, do at the beginning. I was just like, oh, well, I have other plans, and he'll, like, I was literally posting shit on my story, like, in favor for that person to see it and be like, oh, look what she's doing, or, like, TikTok or stuff like that, like, I was going on there literally posting shit because I wanted that person to see it. And I was like, I'm not fucking moving on. This isn't fucking helping me. This is bullshit. I'm just fucking, like, feeding into this shit. Like, I want to get over it. Like, I don't want to lay in my bed at night and think, oh, I want to go look at his, like, Instagram account, see if anything's on there. Like, oh, did he view my story? Fuck that. Move the fuck on. Like, it's going to get toxic, and all it's going to do is bring you down. You have to just focus on yourself and focus on the people around you that are making a positive impact on your life and that you can make one on theirs. Because I will say that too, and it sucks, but you can even have people in your life that are just like friends, that it's just like, you realize right now you're not doing anything that's not saying that you have to have people in your life that benefit you, but I'm sure that we've all had a friend or friends that it's like, you feel as if though they kind of have their own shit going on, you kind of have your own shit going on, and you guys don't help each other at all. You guys kind of just feed into each other's, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, it's just like, you can have people in your life that you're so comfortable with and you love and you're going to keep them in your life, but there comes a time where you can realize, like, we can't just, like, feed off of each other's, like, not doing anything. Like, we can't just, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't get to a point of where you're both just comfortable with your lives and, like, you're fine. You're like, all right, well, we're comfortable, so we'll just chill. It's like, no, you always want to build each other up. You always want to be around people that want to build you up, that you can help them, they help you. And, like, I don't know, that's where I think successfulness and happiness comes from. Happiness, I said in my 2021, like, recap video, it's all about perspective, and it's so fucking true. Literally, happiness, the only way to fulfill that is perspective on shit. Like, I could think about it, and it's like, what happened with the kid I had in my life who lied to me and all that stuff. It's like, I could sit here and say, fuck him, and I'm gonna start making podcast episodes about how to fuck over guys or, like, how to get him back and shit like that. And it's like, what does that do for me? Does that make me happy? No, that does not make me happy. And it's like, I could have taken that situation also and just been like, I'm sad, I need time to get over it. Like, I'm gonna be sad for a few months and I just need time to grow past him and try and find someone else to replace him with. Fuck that. Those are just, you can have so many perspectives on the situation, and you gotta find the one that's gonna make you happy. And the one that made me happy was Lesson learned. Wish him the best. This is now making me realize I'm not even happy with my life right now. Like, I'm not even motivated to do anything. I've been so fucking comfortable, and I changed up my perspective, and I realized I need to make a change in my life, and that's how I'm going to be happy, is making a change in my life. And it's like, sadness can come from anything, but happiness can also come from anything. You just have to get the right perspective on it, which is hard, and that can take time as well, but putting in your mind that everything happens for a reason and that there is a good that can come from anything, which is shocking and hard to think about, and sometimes you'll never find the answer why, but really, I think good can come from anything and everything. Yeah, damn, I just talked for a really long time. I don't even know what I'm gonna fucking, like, topic this. I want to say this too, really quickly. I know this is like mid-episode and random. Some girl was commenting on my TMI Instagram page that I post on a lot. So if you don't follow it, go follow it at @wasthattmi. And she was like, you should make merch for the podcast. And so I just did a merch launch 2 or 3 weeks ago. Everyone that bought some, thank you so much. It was all super cute, in my opinion. I fucking loved it. We launched it for like a week, and it was just a weekly launch we did. We are, in fact, bringing back What's Up Fuckers merch this year. Super, super excited about that. It's literally going to be the original OG, like, sweatshirt, my first ever launch, and we're gonna do the t-shirts with it as well. So those will be on sale 24/7 on my site, sadiecurl.com, which they're not up yet, but it will be. And some girl was like, you should have Was That TMI merch too, and like, people were kind of throwing out quotes of what it should be, so that might be coming soon. I think that'd be super fucking funny and cute. If you guys want that, let me know. But things that I want to change in my life. Number one, the videos. The videos are about to get a lot more interesting, a lot more fun. I used to make videos and I would watch them back so many times, and I was like, if I don't get a feeling of excitement from this video, or like fun, or like makes me want to get up and go do something, I don't want to post it. Like, that's literally how I used to make my videos. I would sit back and I'd be like, if it's not funny and like exciting, I don't want to post it. So I want to start making my videos like that again. A dear friend told me that I should start miking up in my videos. Like, you know, the YouTubers that wear the microphones like duct tape to their boobs, and then like they just have the mic and someone filming them. Someone told me to do that. I don't know if I'm doing that. I don't know if I have the confidence yet, but I want to try it. I think I used to kind of do videos like that, and I don't know, it's kind of scary because like I feel like I'm a girl and like people are gonna be like, what the fuck is she doing? But then at the same time, I'm like, no, see, that's the shit that holds you back, and that's shit that makes you be like, no, I can't do it. You can do anything. So you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna try that. So look out for that on the YouTube. But just, I want to try and get my passion back for YouTube, and I feel like the only way to do that is by making a change, making my videos more happy like they used to be, trying to really think of video ideas, get excited about it, and I know that can make me happy, and it's going to. So that's one thing I want to change with the podcast. The podcast, like, messages I get from y'all about how much it's helped you and how much you guys love it and how much, like, you guys can relate to it is amazing. So I want to keep on telling stories. I want to keep on giving advice. I still want to make it relatable as a thing. I want to make it kind of more positive than what it has been. I think I have made it pretty positive, except for when I'm fucking drunk on here complaining. But I think I have made it pretty positive, but I want to keep on continuing to do that and try and do that more. And just, I don't know, I've been like really into like giving, not advice, but just like talking. And like, I feel like you guys just like to listen to like me talk. And I feel like, I don't even know what I feel. That's, yeah, fuck, I don't fucking know. I drank way too much coffee before I fucking filmed this episode. As I continue to drink it. But basically, YouTube videos are making a change. The podcast actually has been pretty good. I actually fuck with the podcast, so nothing really needs to change on that. Maybe just a little more passion as I'm like screaming into this fucking microphone. Three, I am not promising this at all. And I never really like get into this because I kind of like it as like just my own thing, and I kind of keep it to myself. But I am a Christian. I do believe in God. I pray every night when I get in my car. I have like a Bible in my car. I try and read a page before I drive. Many people don't know that about me, but I am like that. And I do kind of want to show, like, I guess my experiences with that more. I don't really know. Like I said, I never really brought that into social media, but I am huge into, like, I know some people have never had anyone in their life talk to them about God or anything like that. And it's like, for me, I kind of just started learning more and more about it on my own. It's really, like, beautiful, the stuff that can happen. Like, the signs that I receive, I feel like, are really crazy. And it's something that honestly motivates me. And I think it's something that, like, everyone should get to experience, because I give, like, all thanks to God for, like, all my success and everything that I have in life. Every situation that happens in my life, I thank God for, whether it's bad or good, because I know a good's gonna come from it. And I feel like sometimes maybe I was given this platform to spread positivity and do good and also kind of spread his word. In a way, though, I'm not gonna, like, not that I care about people that do this, I'm not gonna, like, change up and become some, like, full-on person that speaks about that all the time. No, that's not me. I would not do that. If you do that, that's cool, but that's not me. But sometimes, like, kind of just giving you guys stories, experiences that I've had through him. Because here's the thing for me, I kind of sometimes find it hard to relate to people that talk about God online, because I'm like, I feel like it's so forced, or I feel like it's kind of, like, not fake, but I just, like, it's sometimes all about that, and I just can't relate to it, because I'm like, okay, they're, like, so far into it, I'm not. Like, I do believe in God, but I don't get that deep into it, that I, like, can't relate to it. And I feel like, for you guys saying I'm a pretty relatable person, that is something that I have in my life. I just don't speak about it. And I feel like speaking about it and being relatable at the same time can kind of help others be like, oh, I didn't even know Sadie, like, believes in that shit. Oh, sorry. sorry, God. But, like, has faith like that. And it is a big part of my life. And I credit everything to God. And I don't really speak on that much. And some things in my life you guys might see and be like, wow, look at Sadie, good for her. And it's like, for example, my car, everyone was like, good job, like, congrats on your car and everything. Like, when I got my car, I, like, sat in bed that night and I was like, thank you, God. Like, I know I wouldn't have gotten that without you. I'm so blessed for this opportunity and everything I have and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I feel as if I didn't have him in my life, I wouldn't have gotten this car. So I feel like not speaking about it almost isn't fair to him. But like I said, I'm also not going to convert to someone who comes on here and talks about God all the time. I probably honestly won't even talk about it that much. But I just thought I would talk about that for a minute, being the new year and seeing that I don't speak on it that much. And I get comments all the time being like, Sadie's a Christian? What? And I'm like, yeah. Let me actually tell you guys a story, though. And whether you believe in God or not, you can just listen to this story because it's cool. So there's this place in Georgia that I always, always go to. And it's like a little cemetery. It's where I filmed my 2021 recap video. That sounds so fucking creepy. I'm like, there's this cemetery I always go to. But it's like this cemetery and it's really beautiful. It's by like a little pond and it has like this field with like cows in it. And like when the sun sets there, it's just really beautiful. And I found it one time with my friend McKinley in like 10th or 11th grade. And I go there all the time. Whenever I'm up in Georgia, I always make sure I'm there like once or twice at least, because it's just so pretty. And recently when I've gone up there, I pray, and I just pray and I kind of just have thoughts come into my mind, and I like sound fucking weird, but like I like see it as like a place of comfort. Like, even though it's all like dead people buried in the ground, I just see it as like, it's just like my little like comfort spot. So the other day when I was up in Georgia, it was raining, I was bored, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just go drive by and I'll see what's up and say what's up to all my ghost friends. And I like drove there and I was in there and I got out my little like book that talks about like, it's like you read it page by page and it gives you like advice from God or like the Bible, whatever. And I had read a page and it was kind of saying, I forget exactly what he was saying, but something about like how life is like don't stress, like just relax. Like you don't need to all of a sudden hop on all these things and like know what you're doing exactly in life. And like it was kind of just God being like, just like chill, just relax. Like I got a plan for you. You're doing fine. You're good. Just chill out. It was also like saying like life's short, like don't like freak out over things, just relax, enjoy the ride and like whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's true. And like I was kind of getting sad sitting there because I was like, damn, like what am I doing? I'm gonna go home to Florida, I'm gonna be bored, I'm gonna be alone. And so I like sometimes hear things in my head, which sounds really fucking weird, but sometimes I do hear like little like voices in my head, or it's not even like a voice, it's just like I just get like shit put in my brain and like then it's like repeating in my head and I'm like, why am I thinking this? So, I'm not gonna say the name just because of, like, I don't know, I don't wanna be weird. But this name popped into my head. This boy's name. It was, like, a guy's name. Let's just say Kent. It's not Kent. I just read that on a sign. Let's just say that the name was Kent. So, I kept on hearing Kent, and I was like, what? Like, why am I hearing this name? Well, you know, at cemeteries, they have, like, the stuff, like, in the ground, and then all the, like, little plates above it and like the flowers and stuff like that. I guess graves, not plates. I don't even know. But then they also, at this place that I go to, they have benches that sit up and they have names on them. So I kept on hearing Kent in my head and I was like, all right, I don't even know what that's about, but whatever. So I started driving and, you know, it's a cemetery. You drive pretty slow through there. You're not like flooring it and like whatever. So I'm driving and I'm looking like out the window and I'm looking at all these benches on the side and I see one to the left of me that says a name and the middle name was Kent. And I was like, okay. So I stopped and I was like, what's going on? Like something's gonna come from this, whatever. So then I was like, I'm just gonna look up the name. So I look up the name and he was from my hometown and he was 17 and he died from a car accident. You guys probably like, Sadie, you're fucking insane. But I don't know. But I was reading about it and he was a 17-year-old boy who passed away in this car accident and he had a seatbelt on and stuff like that. And it was like one of those things where they couldn't do anything. He just died instantly. And I was kind of like, damn, like I just got out my book and I was like reading about how like just to relax and like enjoy like life as it is because it's short. And then I'm hearing this name in my head, Ken. And then I see the fucking bench with his name on it. And I look it up and it's this 17-year-old boy. So like my age who died from a car accident. And I was like, life is fucking short. Life is so short. Like that kid isn't here to now like live out whatever he was thinking in his head. And like all the stress and shit you put into your head and like about life and about like long-term things. It's like, that's not there. The long-term shit is not there yet. You have no idea if you're going to be here tomorrow, if you're going to be here next week, if you're going to be here next year, if you're going to be here in 10 years. You have no fucking idea. Take shit day by day and just try and literally, like, just enjoy everything. Happiness is the one thing in life that we can find, that we can always find. And you can find happiness in anything. And I think life is so short. And just, like, that happening was, like, to me, that was a sign from God, just being like, wow, I need to really stop. Like, I'm glad I'm not dwelling on this situation that happened with the boy or having to go home to Florida and having no friends. And like, why am I even stressing about it? Because I could get in the car and drive home to Florida and not make it there. You know what I mean? It's just things like that. You just gotta, I'm not saying every second of the day be like, okay, what is in my eyesight right now that can make me happy? No, obviously not. We're fucking human beings. But you just have to take everything as like, okay, cool, that's dope. If you're talking to someone and you don't give a shit what they're saying, listen to them. You might learn something. You really don't know. It's just like every little thing that happens, you got to take into consideration. And that's something with me too. I feel like my attention span is like the same as a fucking fly. Like I can listen to someone talk for like 10 seconds and then I'm like, okay, and I kind of start zoning out. I've really gotten so much better at that over the years because I fucking find everyone interesting now. Like it could literally be an old man on the side of the fucking road who he's fucking crazy. I will talk to him for fucking like hours. But I think that's too, like with my videos, I always have my camera in my hand. So it's like, if something does happen, I gotta quickly like try and like flip that shit around and like film that person, then go back on me and hope that like it's not blurry as fuck or whatever. And the one thing that you guys don't see is I fucking talk to every single person that I see. Like literally every single person I see, I have a conversation with. Literally my fucking ex used to get so annoyed with me because we would go places and I would fucking talk to everyone. He'd be like, oh God. And I'd be like, what? And he'd be like, there's people walking over here. I know you're gonna fucking talk to them. It's just, that's how I am. You gotta talk to everyone. You gotta fucking listen in life and you'll fucking learn a lot. Listen to everyone. Listen to everything because you will learn something. And that's something that you might learn that day or from that one person or something like that could change your fucking life and could really have a big impact on you when you weren't expecting it. It's crazy. But yeah, that was just a little like situation that happened when I was up in Georgia. And like, I take that as a sign of like, okay, like I really do need to just chill the fuck out and just be happy. And like, maybe if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be sitting here talking about this today on the podcast. And that's why I don't want to turn my whole shit into like, God, 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 here's every, because I don't know. I don't fucking know what to say. Like, I don't know what's right and wrong. I'm not perfect. I'm the last person that probably should be like talking about all that. But all I can talk about is my experiences with it and like what I see from it. And that's something I saw. And that's something that I was like, dang, like that really just changed my perspective on like, I'm excited to go home. I'm excited to be here for 2 more days. But when I go home, hell, I'm excited to go home. And I get to go home and see my family and figure out more shit to do. And it's like, you just have to, it goes back to the whole perspective thing. You got to get new perspectives when you're not sure where you're supposed to be or if you're happy or if you're sad. You just gotta, enjoy every moment and change up the perspective a little bit. So Yeah. I don't even know exactly what that was. That was a lot of just random talking, but that's kind of the gist of what I want for 2022. This is going to be the year that I change my shit around. This is going to be the year that I'm putting it into sport mode, guys. Okay, you know how like a car you put it in drive or you got sport? This year, I'm putting this shit into fucking sport mode, okay? I'm grinding on YouTube. Fucking the podcast, I didn't expect it to do this good. I had no fucking idea where this shit was gonna go. I literally impulsively just made the decision. We had nothing planned. I had no podcast filmed. I didn't have a microphone. I had nothing set up online for it. I had no idea what the name was gonna be. I just said, hey guys, next Friday will be the launch of my podcast. And then my manager was like, do you have that shit filmed yet? And I was like, I'm gonna do it. I had to put out a date. That way I'll actually do it. And she was like, okay. And that's what I had to do. I was like, I'm gonna do it. So I'm saying I'm doing it. And we're gonna start. And I started it not expecting much to come from it. And it's fucking still, like, I don't even know what it is on the charts, but it's up there. It's 13 for top comedy, which, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I never expected that. And it's been fucking, I've had it for, like, months now. So, fuck yeah. That's just what I gotta say about that. Fuck yeah. I, like, literally was not expecting that at all. I kind of did this out of random. And now look where it is. I love doing it. You guys seem to love it. And I hope that I'm helping people with it. And it's been really successful. And that's, I'm doing that with YouTube, too. I'm getting that back. And now I'll post videos on, like, TikTok, and people are like, holy fuck, I haven't seen you since, like, 2020 quarantine. And I'm like, all right, well, she's coming back, so get fucking ready. Like, that little girl you used to watch, she's coming back, and videos are gonna be just like that again. Long story short, 2022 is my fucking comeback year. It's not only my comeback year, it's your comeback year, and it's fucking our comeback year. That's how, there's a lot of comebacks in there, aren't there? It is, though, and it's gonna be fucking great. I'm so excited, and positivity, happiness, work hard, fuck harder. No, I'm just kidding. It's really bad. That's that. What's up, fuckers? We'll never die. And neither will Was That TMI. That's the episode. We told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Have a beautiful day, night, morning, whatever the fuck it is. And I will see you guys next week on here. If you haven't watched that video, though, go watch it. It's on my YouTube. It's called The End of an Era. Go watch that. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, bitches. Go follow the Instagram @WasThatTMI. Merch coming soon, hopefully. Love you. Bye.